Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I want to welcome every last one of you that are listening to this broadcast, no matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. I want to welcome you, those of you in Iraq, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to you, those in Canada that is listening, Algeria, welcome. Welcome, United Kingdom, to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And every country that I have not named that is listening, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have a prayer request, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. Call at 7:45 on the broadcast. That should give me enough time to come with the lesson that I need to come with. Now, I do realize that some prayer requests are urgent. So, therefore, if you have an urgent prayer request, call this number at any time during the broadcast, 323-870-3403. And for those of you that don't like doing over there, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. It's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you that listen to us or follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into any preaching or teaching. And those of you that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. So wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together that His Spirit be with us as we take this journey once again in the Word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. We are grateful, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, and we just give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. Therefore, Lord God, we ask this day, Lord God, that you will be with us as we assemble once again to go into the Word of God. Father, we recognize and acknowledge that without you we can know nothing. So therefore, Lord, we petition you in humility and by faith, and Lord God, that your Spirit will release to us what we stand in need as we take this journey once again. So, Lord God, we want to take the time to thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayer requests. We know that as we pray according to your will, that you hear us according to what the Word said. Therefore, we know that you hear us because it is your will to be with us in the Word. So, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that are listening today. Glory to God. We're continuing on with the faith series. And today's title is By Faith Translation. By Faith Translation. We're going to open up from the book of Genesis chapter 5. The book of Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to be doing a bit of turning and looking in different places of scripture today. I know that you need to get your fingers ready, amen, as we take this journey once again. Glory to God. The book of Genesis, chapter 5, and we're going to look at verses 19 to verse 24. Book of Genesis, chapter 5, verses 19 to verse 24. And as I said, we're going to be doing moving around in the scriptures today. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 19 said, "And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We're going to stop it there. Amen. One of the interesting things that should stand out to us in these verses that we read, and we do know that the Bible was not originally written in chapter and verses. We know that once it was translated, man set up chapter and verses. We do understand that. But however, I think that one of the things that should stick out to us as we look at these scriptures here is that there was a common thing that he said within those verses that really stood out. And the common thing he said is how Enoch walked with God. And the thing, sometimes the question you have to ask yourself is that why does the Word of God center on a particular thing, especially back-to-back or close verses like this? Because it's for a reason that God wants to get this point over to his people. Amen? The Bible said Enoch walked with God, okay? And we are told that twice, okay? Times when God is dealing with you, that's even in dreams. If you have the same dream back-to-back, or he's speaking a word to you back-to-back, you know, that dream sometime back-to-back means it's coming soon, real soon. And many times when he's speaking the same thing to you back-to-back, he's trying to get this point over to you, that it is something that you really need to look into. Amen? And so the Bible told us here in Genesis, Moses in his writing told us that Enoch walked with God, and he mentions this twice. And we're going to talk about this today as we talk about the faith series, Enoch walking with God. Amen? Now, the first thing we want to look at in dealing with this is, and we're going to ask ourselves this question, what do we need to know concerning Enoch walking with God? I mean, why does this, what is one of the reasons we can, let's say, let's put it this way, what is one of the reasons we can see or we need to know why that the words stuck out at us to tell us that he walked with God? What do we need to know about this? Amen? Well, let's go to Micah chapter 6, and we're going to find our answer here. Micah, the book of Micah, we're still in the Old Testament. You know, I know some of you saying, Micah, what in the world, where is that? Micah chapter 6, and we're going to look at verse 8. Micah is the book right after Jonah in the Old Testament. Amen? We're looking at what do we need to know about Enoch walk or walking with God? I mean, it's a thing that when the word was written, it was repeated at us. Okay? It was repeated at us. And what we want to know, what do we need to know about concerning his walk with God? Why? What's one of the reasons we can see, or what one of the reasons I would say the word would show to us why this thing had jumped out at us? Why was it emphasized or stressed on as if the point is being made over to it? Now, here's the answer, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And the word of God says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So Micah shows us that Enoch did what was required of him. I'm going to take a pause for a second and let that sink in, and I'm going to repeat it again. From what Micah says here in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, We can come to understand what do we need to know concerning Enoch Walker, walking with God. What we need to know is that he did what was required of him. Amen. And as children of God today, as children first, then servants, it is a requirement from God that we walk with him. Glory. Hallelujah. See, God didn't save you just for you to do your own thing. Now, there are some Christians by ignorance, and some of them just simply don't care, that thinking is that, hey, okay, I'm saved, I still can go do what I want to do, okay? But that's not how it works. We are required by God to walk with him, okay? Amen. What Jesus did for us, once again, it was for our benefit what we needed, but he did not do it just so you can still continue to live the life you were living and to do your own thing. Amen. So we are required, amen, to walk with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, and that brings us to another question we need to look at concerning Enoch's walk with God. What do it mean that he walked with God? Or how did he walk with God? What do that overall mean? Well, what I did is that I went into the concordance. When Genesis chapter 5 said Enoch walked with God, I went to the concordance to see what was the original word that was there in the Hebrew before it was translated to be walked. And here's the interesting thing that I found out, and I pray that you got your pencil and paper. If you don't, I ask for your undivided attention. What did it mean that when he walked with God? Now, the Hebrew word halak means to walk in a great variety of applications, literally and figuratively. Okay? Now, it means all along, a pace. It means behave self. It means come on continually. It means be conversant, depart, plus be eased, it means enter, exercise self, plus follow. Now, I'm going to stop there at the word plus follow, okay? Plus follow. Hallelujah. Now, keep that in mind, and let us go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thing here that goes in conjunction with this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And this is, once again, why it's good to have a Bible concordance. You will learn the original words that were there and what they mean. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And the Word of God says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay? So you say, well, why do you go to that verse? Because this word walk here in the original Greek word also means follow. You get that? Just like the word walk in the Old Testament, the halak, which is the Hebrew word there, it means plus follow also. Here, the word walk here means, in the New Testament under the Greek, it also means follow. So when Enoch walked with God, he followed God. He followed the precepts and commandments that were there. He also became conversant with God. He became familiar with God, or he in association with God. Okay? And here's the thing. He did it by faith, because here, The New Testament said, for we walk by faith. So when he walked with God, he walked by faith with God. You understand that? Hallelujah. He walked by faith. He followed God by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what's required of us today, is to follow God by faith. Now, remember, we have been talking about faith and God giving us what the real faith is, Hebrews 11 and 1. And he said, it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And notice that in that verse that it does not say anything about your feelings or your senses, okay? You walk by believing God. Do that mean you won't have no challenges? No. But if you walk by believing God, you will overcome those challenges, okay? We walk by faith and not by sight. So Enoch walked with God. He followed God. He followed the word that was given to him at that time. He became familiar and associated with God. Hallelujah. Through following God. That's why that Hebrew word also means he was conversant. Okay? Became associated with God. Familiar with God. Okay? Amen. You can't become familiar with God if you don't follow his word. If you don't follow his commandment, you can't become familiar with him. Got to feel like what God say works. If you got to feel it first, then you're not going to become familiar with God. Neither are you going to walk by faith with God. Okay? And overall, you would not walk with God. Because, see, we're in a faith walk. Amen? Now, we're going to let Paul, let's go to Galatians chapter 2, make it a little bit clearer for us. Break it down, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Amen. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, this is what Paul said. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live what? By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now look how specific of the faith he talks about. He says faith of the Son of God, because that's the God kind of faith. Okay? And in order for us to walk with God, which is required of us, we have to walk with him or follow him by faith. We have to follow his commands by faith. Amen? Not by feelings, not by senses, but by faith. Okay? That means that you got to believe God against what you feel, against what you think. You have to believe God. That faith has to be the rulership. Because we are ruled by our feelings, and it gets us in the world of trouble. Amen? So Enoch followed God. And it was a requirement of God for him to do that, just like it's a requirement for us today to follow God. It's a requirement. Okay? It's not a, well, if you don't want to do it, everything going to be fine. Just do your own thing. It's not that, okay? And for us to reap the benefits of what God has for us, because, see, the word of God lets us know, see, God wants us to lay hold on every good thing he has for us. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Amen? He wants us to have these things. But it got to be in our walk with God by faith. Amen? It got to be by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He followed God. Glory. I sense the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Boshaka. Hallelujah. Now, what else did Enoch do in his walk with God? We know he followed God. Okay? Amen? He followed God. We definitely see that he followed God. He walked with God. And this is a requirement for us. Amen? Now, here's the thing in the Word of God. We're not giving in the Word of God a whole lot of information about Enoch. We're not giving in the Bible about that. So we have to go with what we're given. Okay? And let the Holy Ghost deal with us on that. Now, one of the things we know that he did in his walk with God. Let's go to Jude chapter 14. Jude, the book of Jude, only one book, one chapter, at full revelation. Jude chapter 1, verse 14, amen, which mentions Enoch here, amen, because, you know, here's the beautiful thing about the Old and New Testament. There are things that the Old Testament speaks about that the New Testament brings revelation to, it, or bring more clarity, okay? Amen. That's why we read both of them together, okay? That's why when you're studying on a particular subject, you get all the witnesses on that subject that you can get and study it, okay? Because if you just look at one witness, one may say something, you might start having questions like, okay, well, why do you say this? Or why do you say God did that? Or why do you say God didn't do that? Well, see, when you get them all together, many times clarity comes. See, there's time, for example, let's talk about the Godhead for a minute. Well, see, when you look at the Old Testament, and when Moses write about it, Moses write about concerning the Godhead in Genesis chapter 1, he writes how God said, let us make man in our image, okay, in our likeness. Well, then that would leave you with the question is, who is us? Who is God talking to, okay? And then Isaiah said, well, God said, who shall we send for us? And once again, you'll come up with the question, well, who is the us? Who is he talking to? But see, when you go into the New Testament brings revelation that it's the Godhead. Paul speaking in Colossians, Paul speaking in Romans, Paul speaking in the book of Acts. Amen. Amen. So here in book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 14, it said, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So we know that Enoch prophesied. He was used of God. He spoke prophetically. We know, especially in the Old Testament, prophecy foretold things, okay? Amen. It foretold. So God did use Enoch. When Enoch walked with God and became familiar with God, one of the things we know that he did was he spoke prophetically. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Now, we still want to go, what else do we need to go? Well, our next answer is found. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. As we look at more about this walk that Enoch had with God, we know that what he did was a requirement, okay? Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. The word of God says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when Enoch walked with God, he diligently sought God. Do we understand that? He diligently sought God, okay? The word diligently, the original Greek word there, what is exeteo. Exeteo. Exeteo means to search out. That is, figuratively, it means to investigate. It means to crave, to demand, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He sought out God. Okay? He diligently sought out God. He sought God out. God, amen. Seeking him out. Thank you, Jesus. The word diligently, also in Webster. Thank you, Jesus. The word diligence, from Webster's defining it, glory, characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort. Steady. So he was steady. He was not unsteady, but steady in his searching out God. You understand that? When he was walking with God, he was steady. Not one day here, skip some months, didn't want to sound. No, he was steady in it. Amen. And in our walk with God, we should be steady searching out God through the word and in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory. Walking by faith. Amen. I've been mentioning lately one of the things that we have failed to preach and teach on is having faith to study. Okay? Amen. And that's part of our walk with God. And that's part in our searching God. Searching through the Word. And it takes a steady searching. Okay? Not no, you decide that this is Easter weekend and you're going to spend your time at the house studying. And then after that, you're going to go the rest of the year not study. That's not steady. Steady searching God. Okay? When you're walking with God, you're steady searching out God. Hallelujah. And you're walking by faith, not by feeling. You're walking by believing that God is going to unveil himself unto you in your walk. He's going to unveil himself to you in direction, in guidance. Hallelujah. Well, that's just the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And see, the Bible said he pleased God. And we're told here in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Remember, the word of God tells you something impossible or you can't. Take it for what it says. Whatever you do, don't try to make it look like it's wrong. You know, you would do better trying to prove me wrong than you would to be trying to prove God wrong, period. You're going to look foolish, okay? Because if God tells you something is impossible or you can't do it, chunk it down as a impossible and can't do it. Don't sit there, and this is what many people mess up at, because when they're trying to do something, especially when it's not in faith, and you say, hey, that's not pleasing unto God, they think that, well, if I do it a certain other way, I'd be successful in this. No, you're going to look foolish. It's not going to please God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we also remember in the book of Genesis, in that fifth chapter, I want to take time to read it once again, in that fifth chapter. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He was not, for God took him. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. What do you mean that he was not, for God took him? What is that talking about? We're here, once again, in Hebrews chapter 11. It explains this, okay? Like I said, you know, you there are things that you read in the Old Testament that the New Testament give revelation to. Just like, give you another example before we go into this. Just like when they had sacrificed the blood of bulls and goats, okay? If you look at it from the Old Testament standpoint, you say, okay, this is what they had to do. This is the same and all that. But see, when you go over to the New Testament, especially in Hebrews, it gives clarification and revelation to why God had, what was the purpose of it. And it gives you revelation to what it was more like an image of the thing that's what is to come. It was a teaching tool, and that the blood of the bulls and goats could not take away sin. It can only cover. And so, therefore, this is why, once again, we read the Old and the New Testament. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. And see, many times what happens, and all of us is guilty of this, that there are some things that the Old Testament say that the New Testament give revelation on. We just don't know where to look for that. This is why when you study, who do you invite? The Holy Ghost to be with you in your study. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we're supposed to always do that. When you're praying and getting ready to get in the Word of God, don't forget the Holy Ghost. You know, I tell you about getting your concordance and dictionaries and all that. Yeah, that's good. But above all, and I do mean above all, if you don't invite the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost deal with you in the study, those books you get is going to be for naught, okay? Amen. They are to be to go along with it. They're not to be the main thing you depend on. And see, that's another thing that people fail at, is that even these other books that men have written, they become solely dependent on it. I've seen people, translation is not wrong. There's some things that God has given men in their translation. But however, there are some people, they depend on every translation that's said. Okay? In other words, they don't, even if they read it, they don't even go to God in prayer. They don't wait on God to confirm it or none of that. If they read, I'm just saying, for example, Dr. James Johnson said that Revelation 3 and 10 means this, then that's what they're going to go with. Amen. They're not going to see God. And see, that's dangerous. I've come across people in my Christian walk who was like that. It's just whatever it said, okay, that's what they went with. No study, no searching up, no waiting on God to get a confirmation, none of that, okay? Amen. And that's dangerous because sometimes we got to understand that in many instances that when you find these, quote, Bible scholars, they're giving you what they think. And it's not all the time truth, nor has it come from God. And see, you get into some bad trouble if you get the type that you, because see, some, let's be honest, some got a slothful spirit and they don't want to really put in study. They want everything up front and center. They don't want to search nothing out. They don't want to dig deep. And that's a slothful and lazy spirit. Amen? I just have to be straight with you. And see, some people don't want to, so they don't want to dig in and give the time. They don't want to give the time. Hallelujah. My God, God, if you don't drop this revelation in the next 30 seconds, I'm closing this book. That's it. That's the mentality of many of them. But to those of you that's putting in the time, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. I know you've been up in the midnight hour studying. Some of you have been up there 2 or 3 hours studying. Guess what? Your reaping time is coming. There's going to be some revelation coming unto you, my God. And the beautiful thing about God, when he speaks revelation, glory, a lot of times it's at a time when you know not of. I have been on a job or sitting down in the car or something like that, thinking about something I studied, and boom, the revelation had come right there. And man, my mouth just fly, and I go, wow, hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that in Genesis, once again, that, you know, Enoch was no more, for God took him, okay? God took him. Here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, tell us what this is dealing with. It said, by faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. Do you hear that? So that which we read in Genesis, and you say, well, what does that mean? He was no more. He was taken. He was translated, okay? Translated. Now, the original Greek word here for translate here means to transfer, that is literally transport, by implicating exchange, carry over, change, or remove, okay? Amen. The word took, in the Old Testament, in the Genesis chapter 5, it means to take away, carry away. So God took them away. He carried them away. Amen? He translated them. Glory. Hallelujah. He changed him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Carried him unto himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he was no more. What? No more here. Hallelujah, on this earth, glory. And the Bible said before his translation, guess what? He said, I please God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that we would not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, from mortality to immortality. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be changed. Now, here's this thing about Enoch and some of the people who strongly preaching the rapture and pre-tribulation rapture. They said, now see there, Enoch was taken. That's evidence of the rapture. Okay, here's the situation about the rapture. And once again, that word is not even found in the Bible. And so here's the thing about being caught up. I don't disagree with the word of God saying we're going to be caught up. It is the timing. And see, what has happened, we have taken it out of timing. So we said we're going to be caught up before the great tribulation. We're going to be caught up before the Antichrist arrives. That's when you're not scripture, because God is not going to have us dodging tribulation. Listen, if God had us to be taken away off this earth so we don't have to see the great tribulation, then we got a right to question God on all the other times we've been seeing tribulation now. Amen? That tribulation is not going to be a just started when the Antichrist arrives. You're going through some tribulation. Many of us are going through tribulation now. So how come God won't snatch us up right then? Okay? Why is he waiting for what we talk about as the great tribulation, but he's letting you go through these tribulations? Huh? Hallelujah. Many of our brothers and sisters in other countries are going through that oppression and persecution right now. Verbally, physically, you name it. God ain't snatching them up in there. Amen. And see, we have to see this thing with Enoch with something in particular. You say, well, why do you say that? Because when you go to Genesis chapter 6, guess what it say about Noah? Noah walked with God. How come God didn't snatch him or translate him or take him away? You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes we start building doctrines around things that we shouldn't be. That was something that God did on a particular, a special thing, okay? Because if that was the set normal, then guess what? When the Bible said Noah walked with God, guess what we have been reading? We'd have been reading that Noah was no more, that God had took him. But see, we don't read that. Amen? Hallelujah. The fact that tells us that Noah was a just man who walked with God. Okay? So what is God is a respect of persons now? No. So we know that what he did was with Enoch had to be something special or particular for a particular reason. Now, why, I don't know. I hadn't got that revelation of why he would take Enoch, okay? But the Bible said Noah walked with him, and he didn't snatch Noah. In fact, the judgment in that time, known as the flood, God had Noah to build an ark and kept him where? Right here on earth. He did not, you don't read where it said, and Noah was no more because God took him. You don't read that. Amen? But the common thing we have to say is that they walk with God. And that's the lesson we need to see in this translation, walking by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. In fact, let's look a little deeper. When the Bible said that Enoch was translated, that he should not see death. Well, guess what? Did you know that when you accepted Christ as Lord, you were translated? That you shouldn't see death? Hallelujah. You were born again. You went through a change. Hallelujah. Glory. That's why Jesus said in the word, we have passed from death to life. Hallelujah. That we wouldn't see what? The second death. Hallelujah. The Bible in Revelation talks about the second death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to be translated. Those are the Christ coming. That's still alive, from mortality to immortality, that's true. But I'm talking about also this spiritual translation, this spiritual change. The Bible said we was even translated out of the kingdom of darkness and brought to the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. And you know all this was hinged around faith. Because remember in Romans 10, he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and what believe in your heart that he will raise from the dead, you shall be what? Saved. He said, the word is nigh thee in thy mouth, the word of faith, which we preach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, that pleases God. When it pleased God, boom, we were born again instantly. Not years down the road. Amen. instantly, born again, going through a change. Glory to God. We went through the new birth. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. I just sense the spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were translated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to Enoch. He was translated. He was literally translated. Okay? They should not see death. Glory. God took him. The Bible said God took him. And once again, in Hebrew, the word took means take away, carry away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? God is finna, hallelujah, he's finna carry you away and take you out of some situations that's not good for you because of your faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I hope you hear that. Hallelujah, shatta, glory. Look for your deliverance. He's finna take you out of it, pull you out of it. Glory. Some of you is in the midst of confusion and contention. It's just going all around. See, God, glory, hallelujah. To take you out of that situation. Hallelujah. And the way he's going to do it, hey, glory to God, because of your faith in him. See, that's the key. Because of your faith, because of your walk in him, with him. God is going to do this thing. And the way he's going to do it, man, it's going to be mind-blowing. Amen? It's going to be, you're going to be like, oh, my God. Some things you ain't going to have to lift a finger. Amen? Hallelujah. Like I said, some of you're around contention. Contention is all around. You just, oh, Lord, I'm just so tired of this, Lord. But, Lord, I believe you as a deliverer. I believe you're going to get me out of this. Amen. I believe you're going to bring me through. I believe you're going to bring deliverance. And watch what God's going to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, to those who continue to walk with God, not letting circumstances, not letting these things of life stop their walk with God. God is going to do some amazing things. And that's why, as I was talking to you about Abel and Cain yesterday, there are going to be some Cains that are going to become jealous of what they're going to see God's movement in your life. And God's going to confirm to these Cains that he got respect to the offering that you gave unto him. And God's going to confirm to these Cains that he back and support you. And many of these Cains are going to get jealous. Amen. I'm not trying to preach a soap opera message here. I'm just coming straight with you on this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I said, something you ain't going to have to lift a finger. This is why God had been dealing with me once again and say, hey, this is a perfect time for me to do a miracle. And I said, Lord, you sure right. Glory to God. God is going to do some miracles. That's going to have other people mouth fly over, and they're going to be like, how did you get that? How did that come? They're going to want you to give them the explanation. The only thing you're going to be able to say, Jesus did it. Yeah, well, we know you believe in your God, but how did you get? Well, Jesus did it. Because, see, the miracles, when God performed miracles, get this, you can't explain it with logic. Remember when he turned the water into the wine? What logic can you explain for that happen? What were you going to say? Well, they came and gave him some berries and stuff. You read the Bible, it ain't give him. Only thing he asked for, what? Rain of water. And he turned it into wine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The phone number, once again, is 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open for any prayer requests, any comments, any questions you got. Call me at this number, 323-870-3403. Call in, Enoch. Call in. Hallelujah. Call in with your faith testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need prayer, we'll come together in faith. Now, once again, let me stress on this part. If you requesting prayer, what you're asking for that you want me to come in agreement with, it got to be in line with the Word of God. I'm not coming together with you on something that is contradictory to the Word. You can count for that. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I'm not going to do that. Okay. If it contradicts the Word of God, you can forget it. Don't ask me to pray with you on it because I'm not going to do it. Okay. I mean, if you tell me, well, I seen that man Bronco and I run it, and I want you to pray for me that God give it to me. You know, I'm not doing that. I pray that God give you your own Bronco, but just to be given somebody else's, no. Mm-mm. No. Praying that God take from somebody else to give, no. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God because, you know, the Lord, ever since, especially when this coronavirus have hit strong here in the United States, you know, God has really been dealing with me about the two things, faith and miracles. Amen. And like I testified to y'all the other day, I have seen from confessing by faith and the miracles of God, I've seen God start doing things along the way. I just seen certain things just happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, once again, do that mean you don't have challenges? No, I ain't going to say you don't have challenges. Okay? You know, in order for the muscle to grow, when you see the bodybuilders work out, in order for that muscle to grow, it got to have some resistance. Okay? And that's why you see them lifting heavier weights. And it says super heavy. If you just worry about just getting bigger, per se, and then once again, sometimes your body type come into play, you're going to start lifting heavy weights. And it says extremely heavy, but heavy. Okay? And what are you doing? You're working that muscle that you're trying to grow. Well, that's how it is with the faith. Faith got to have some resistance. This is why we have challenges, so we can exercise our faith so it can grow. If you didn't have the challenge or the resistance, I mean, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, the number is 323-870-3403. I have a few minutes left on the broadcast before I go off. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Key glory. Thank you, Jesus. And see, we're told in Hebrew that Enoch testified that he pleased God. Now, see, you don't see that in Genesis. When Moses wrote Genesis, he didn't write down that Enoch testified he pleased God. And that's why, once again, the New Testament brings more clarity and gives revelation. And it's amazing. That's why I said, you know, God will give one man something, and on the same subject, he'll give another man something else on that same subject, not to bring a contradiction, but to add clarity. Because like my brother Hagin has said, the Bible is progressive revelation. And see, in God's mind and will, God looks for us to progress, not regress. He wants us to progress. In every area of our life, he wants us to progress. And in faith, he wants us to what? Progressive faith. He don't want us to go backwards. He wants us to grow and go forward. Amen? But once again, he's not going to violate anybody's free will. So if you don't have a desire to progress, then guess what? You won't. Amen. I mean, you know, like I said, we throw up these scriptures, like I said, well, God can do anything. And I said, well, yes and no. I said, he can do anything according to his word. Not just plain doing anything. No, because if it contradicts his word, he can't do it. Okay? Because he's not going to violate his own word. And I said, sometimes we have to be careful when we make certain remarks or phrases to people like that, because there are people who think that he can do anything and will do anything. That includes doing something contrary to his word. I mean, that includes taking folks against their will. That is just, you know, people that believe that, because basically hearing on that God can do anything. So I believe that when we say that, we need to offer the clarity when we make such a statement and not leave it like that. Amen. And that's something that God had dealt with me back here a few years ago when he talked to me about your terminology. And we have to be careful. That's why he tells us be careful what we say. Our terminology, okay, you know, can throw people off. It can mislead. You know, if a woman who have had problem with a man said men ain't nothing but dogs, well, then, you know, if she said like that to the people, then they think that she's thinking all men are dogs. But if she says some men are dogs, then now she's bringing more clarity, and she her term is showing that I'm not saying all men, okay? Yeah, same thing with a man. If he said women are number gold diggers, okay? But then, you know, because I know I had a talk with a guy at work years ago, and he went to say something about women, period. And to show you that, you know, he was talking about all women, you know, he made a remark, well, you know, your wife do that. I said, no, you don't know my wife, okay? And I said, you don't know that. I said, and plus the statement you made to say women, as relating to all women are like this, I said, you're wrong. I said, that's your thing because you had an experience maybe with a woman that did that. Now you want to term every woman like that. I said, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. And see, I've come across some men who are like that, okay? If they came across a woman that was after nothing but their money, guess what? They're going to claim all women like that. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't watch out, they gonna claim your wife like that and don't know it. Yeah, your wife. You be like, oh, wait a minute, man. You don't know my wife. Don't go there now. you don't know her. You know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your spirit. Amen. He's worthy. Praise and be glorified. Amen. We lift him up today. Thank God for faith. Amen. And God is moving today in such a miraculous way. Thank God for it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that, Lord God, you have given us your word. Lord, we was able to feast upon and study it, that you were able to reveal to us what you would have us to know. Father, I pray for everyone that was tuning in and listening to the broadcast, Lord God, that, Father, that you would look upon them at this hour, strengthen them and bless them. I pray that I have given the word accordingly that pleasing unto you. So, Lord God, may you bless their family and their loved ones in the name of Jesus. And we will give you all glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. It's a brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, the Lord say the same. Heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I'll be joining them. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, thank God for all of you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.